Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
On today's episode, we're going to hear all about Natalia's trip to the beach.
My trip to the beach.
Your trip to the beach. And my trip to Fat Sal's. But first, we want to talk about Ancestry.com. Ancestry DNA gives you so much more than just where you're from.
That's right.
Yeah. It can help you find long-lost relatives. Mm-hmm. Your half-brother.
That's right.
Who lives in Cambodia that you didn't know anything about.
I did it.
You did it.
I spit in the thing and I sent it off and I got my results in a couple weeks. And it's everything I knew it was going to be. That's from Italy.
Everybody's from Italy. You're Italian.
Yeah. Like 2% Greece.
Oh, yeah. I love it. But you found out more than that, right?
Yes, I did. My dad, by the way, was adopted, which I knew. But I didn't know anything about his real father. And I got to find out all about his whole line of relatives.
What a cool thing. Yeah. Do it today. Go to Ancestry.com/FCOL today and get 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. That's Ancestry.com/FCOL for 20% off of your DNA kit.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. It's time for the second month of Adam's Monthly Nut. This month's shipment includes a 3-pack of Gringo Bandito hot sauces from Offsprings, Dexter Holland. A pack of Herb and Lou's frozen ice cubes. One of Adam Carolla's unprepared balls. And of course, a bottle of your choice. This $60 value is yours for only $25. Sign up for 1 month or keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of For Crying Out Loud.
For Crying Out Loud,
what does that
everybody.
Sound like? Who is that?
Is that Mike Boudet?
Yeah, that is.
Ah,
another
nice.
Episode of episode season 7, episode 235 of For Crying Out Loud.
What if we opened all of our episodes that dramatically?
I know.
Where we discuss things like
I'm Mike Boudet.
Our daughter's tryouts for basketball. What will happen? Will she survive? Will she make the freshman team? Find out.
Everybody's a monster out there.
So, hey, you know what, though? Speaking of teens.
Yes.
Teencounseling.com. This is kind of perfect for our listeners.
Yes.
We have a lot of listeners, by the way,
right,
with teens,
yes,
who could use some counseling.
Teencounseling.com connects your 13 to 19-year-old with a licensed professional counselor right where they spend most of their time. On their smartphone. The process starts by completing a short questionnaire to help them understand your relationship with your teen and their specific needs. You'll then be matched with a therapist in their network of specialists who's available to start communicating within 24 hours and who has the skills and experience to help. You'll also have the opportunity to review their credentials and directly communicate with the counselor so you can make sure it's a good fit.
Like that.
Then, once you approve, the counselor and your teen will begin communicating directly. Teen counseling is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional counseling, and financial aid is available. So visit teencounseling.com/FCOL and help your teen take charge of their mental health. Go to for Crying Out Loud listeners, you get 10% off your first month. So go to teencounseling.com/FCOL. And no, Brittany is not available.
It's nice. It's nice.
It is nice.
Also, while we're at it, while we're recommending stuff, do you wish that your double chin would just disappear? Look.
Yes.
Stop honking me. I have a little – yeah, I'm getting older. You know?
What are you
going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to go to check out oh, my gosh. It's so funny. It's GenuCell.
GenuCell.
Yeah, but I love that you – to get this GenuCell, which I'm going to tell you about in a second, you text moms1.
Why you got to heck
the moms get hurt?
The moms. I know.
I didn't carry my baby in my neck. But look, sometimes you get a double chin and your jawline sags a little bit, and it gives away your age. So if you want to see your smile back again when you look in the mirror, because mm-hmm. you're not looking at what do you call that
turkey
thing?
Neck.
Turkey neck?
Yeah.
Turkey got. Nobody needs that.
No.
So check out GenuCell. Text MOMS1 to 77453 or go to GenuCell.com, and you're going to get 2 free gifts and free shipping. My favorite thing, GenuCell, GenuCell.com. All right, on with the show. So people want to know, tell us about the Santa Monica Pier.
Well, I feel like, have you ever had that? Well, I guess it's like being hungover.
Okay.
That's what it feels like.
Maybe you are hungover.
Maybe I am. Because when I got home, I did a shot of whiskey and went to bed. I was done.
How did you get roped into 10 girls?
I don't know.
And was there a sleepover the night before?
Yes.
What happened to the sleepover?
There was one. It was, Stephanie, festivity started like when they got out of school. Last day of school is Wednesday.
Oh, no.
And then Friday was their actual birthday. So, of course, it's their birthday. And then it's Saturday. So it's like, it's my birthday weekend. And then Sunday is the day of Santa Monica.
Oh, my God. Natalia's going to become a real housewife.
Is bowling with the boys. Yes. Natalia is becoming a real housewife. In fact, I sent her a text because I separated from them. But I'll tell you in a second. I said,
legally?
Do you know? I wish.
You guys are emancipated minors. Have a good life. I think I've given you all the tools I can.
Yes. Go get jobs. Have fun. You know where to find me. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay,
so it starts.
I sent her a text in the middle of the day, and I go, "You guys, you know who Gigi and Bella Habib?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Are?" I said that to her. I said, "Do you know who they are?" And then immediately she beelined right over to me. She goes, "Why? Why'd you ask? Why'd you ask? Why'd you ask?" And she's looking around because I was sitting
right.
And I go, "She's over here at the table next to me."
And was she?
No, the mom.
Oh.
The mom. And she's like, oh.
Yolanda was there?
Yeah. And Natalia goes, ugh.
That's a good sighting.
I know, right?
I mean, for us. Yeah.
Her other friend appreciated it. Her other friend was like, oh, yeah, the mom is on one of those shows, right? And I go, yeah, Real Housewives.
Not anymore, though.
Not anymore.
It's like once removed good sighting.
Yeah. I mean,
this would have been a great sighting 3 years ago, guys. Seriously.
Yeah, but her daughters, both of them, are like super, super
totally
models.
Yes.
What's
yes.
wrong with that? You know, I gotta say something if I see her.
I know. Well, do you remember that?
I don't know what she was doing slumming in Santa Monica, though. I gotta say, isn't she from like Malibu?
Yeah,
I mean Santa Monica is a little, you know.
But do you remember?
Rough.
And we talked about this on the podcast before. But when we had on my friend Lori?
Yes.
Lori Collins, who was back when I was doing Parental Discretion.
Right.
We had on our head writer, Lori.
Yeah.
And her friend and writing partner, Maggie, because they wrote a movie called Life Inside Out.
Yes.
And Maggie, her daughter is Billie Eilish, who all the kids are obsessed with.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know who Billie Eilish is?
I do.
She's a humongous celebrity now.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish. The kids are all madly in love with her. Anyway, Maggie was on her show. So my kids and LB and her friends are all very, think it's so cool that we know Maggie.
Oh, see.
Yeah.
Well, you could have saw Yolanda with me if you came with me yesterday. So I don't know how I got roped. So she was like, so for my birthday, and she started talking about it like years ago. I don't know. She was talking about it like months ago. I want to go to Santa Monica. I want to sleep there, get a hotel, get a cabana on the beach, go to the Santa Monica Pier. And I want to go.
Does she think she's Gigi Hadid?
She does. And I want to go to Melrose and take pictures. Oh, and I want your friend to take them.
Right.
Did we talk about that?
Well,
Asian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My Asian friend that works for me that I didn't know who she was talking about. To take pictures because her friend is a photographer that she brought to our Christmas party and told Natalia, anytime you want your pictures taken. It'll be at cost.
But she no longer works for you guys. Oh, at cost.
Well, it's her friend, not her, her friend that she brought to the Christmas party. Your Asian friend that works for you has a friend that you brought to the Christmas party that told me she would take pictures. So fire her up. We're going to Melrose. And I was like, all right, so let's talk about these plans for a second. She wanted to get a hotel. I go, no.
Let's shave these plans down.
Right. I said, how many girls are we talking about? Isabel, Yolanda, Teresa, Josephine. You know, she's going through all her lists. Well, I can't leave Sendenda out because they all got these – one of us got this crazy Indian name. I can't leave her out because then, you know – and she's my friend. I sit with her in English. All right. So how many friends are we talking? Well, I'm going to invite 13, but I don't – two of them are out of town. Good. Anybody else down for the count?
Right.
Yeah. One of them's got a boot on, like, because that she –
oh, I saw the picture. She made it.
She made it. I thought she wasn't going to go. She was
Did
one
you at least get
on.
Handicap parking?
I know. So I can't fit all of them in my car. And it's a Sunday. I'm not going to bother Olga. As much as everybody thinks I tackle Olga on all the time, I don't. Like, she doesn't come on the weekends. And I'm not going to – it's their birthday, but it, really, for what? To drive them to Santa Monica and sit there all day and then drive them back?
Right.
I don't want to subject anybody to that. Even Jody. Like, I think Jody would have liked to have come with me, but I had a hard time asking summing – it took a lot of will to some – I don't know why it is, and Stephanie, you're the same way, I think – to get another mother to take Sonny on the Sunday that I'm going to Santa Monica, hell, to take Sonny to the basketball tournament. All the friends live within a half a mile radius from us. I really had it a hard time because I didn't want to ask Jensen's mom because I'm going to use her for him to come home, but he doesn't need to be there till later. Sonny wants to get there first thing in the morning at 8 and to be with the other teams. And so I had to ask one of these moms that I'm not really friends with. Just friends with when I sit. She's
right.
A doll. She had a dog at the game. Oh my God! It was a puppy. It was a puppy Phil. It was a lab, black lab. And her son is the one that has the vision trouble, and it's getting worse as he gets older. And there's no cure for it. But his older sister adopted a lab to train for seeing eye. She like got involved in. Or these kids are. Go-getters. She found an organization. She got a manual that's like 3 inches thick that she has to read through to really like train. I mean, this is like a whole thing. Anyway, they brought the puppy and it's adorable. And it was on my Instagram. Anyway, it looks just like Phil. And then Natalia's got to argue with me and go, it looks nothing like Phil. I go, of course it looks just like Phil. It's a black lab. It looks exactly like Phil, except it's a puppy.
Not to be racist, but they do all look alike.
Natalia's such a biatch. She's like, Phil's fat now and ugly. Like, that dog is cute.
Oh, my God.
I know.
What?
She's all mean to Phil.
What?
Yeah. Phil's fat.
You do not fat shame.
I know.
My dog or your dog.
I know.
That is not okay.
She calls him fat all the time.
Aww.
Come here, fatty.
I hate it when people – I honestly – I'm not just saying this. I don't like it when people
fat
say
shame?
That my dog is fat. Like,
really?
When they go, oh, wow. Penelope is overweight.
Yes.
Yes, she is overweight, okay, but I think she's big boned, or even though her levels always come back normal, I think she might
have a thyroid.
Yes, I think she does. It is not the table scraps, because that's not what's causing
dogs
it.
Dogs that are happy as they get older and get a little chub. It's fine.
First of all,
it's like a dude in a relationship.
I'm not just saying this. Penelope has had a lot of puppies. So, you know what I mean? What, are you going to fat shame a mom?
Yeah,
after
right?
she's had kids?
Right.
You're really going to go, wow, didn't get that body back, did you?
I didn't snap back.
Don't have the willpower
so well.
To, like, leave that burger patty in your bowl. No. So she's carrying around a few.
What's Phil's excuse, though?
I'm being funny, but I don't. I really.
Don't like
I get offended when people are like.
I don't mind because Phil is fat.
I know, but when I'm like walking the dog and people are like, oh,
yeah, that's
she's so
not
cute.
Right.
She's, whoa, big, she's kind of big, huh?
Yeah,
no. Don't say that.
Yeah.
You don't even know me.
Yeah.
You don't know her. Maybe she's sensitive. I don't like it. Don't say that. Only John
only
and I
you guys
can say
that.
She,
right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look
Adam
at her belly.
Adam calls Phil, come here, fatty.
Okay, well, that's okay, though, because he's the dad.
Right.
I just don't be, if you're a stranger,
don't
make assumptions.
Right.
You know another thing I don't like? I'm not trying to be funny. I really don't like it when people a lot of times think Penelope's old.
Oh, really?
And she does look old, like an older dog. Number one.
Now they're age shaming Penelope.
Now they're age shaming her. Oh, so now she's just a fat old lady. Screw you. She is.
Screw you and your little chihuahua.
Yeah. But here's the thing. She did have kind of a hard life. I think she lived out in like Porterville and was left in. Aww. From what we know of her, she was having to hunt her own food. So she was really skinny when they got her. And she just had puppies and was lactating.
Aww.
So she should never have been that thin. I don't think they were feeding her. And she was an owner surrender, which means that. We think she lived outside. She had a super high prey drive when we got her, mm-hmm. which tells us that she was left outside and just like hunting for her own food.
That's so
and they
sad.
Just bred her and they took the puppies because the shelter thought she was still pregnant.
Wow.
But she wasn't pregnant.
She did have a hard
just
life.
Had puppies and these whoever it was brought her in. And then the shelter went to the house of the address of the people that – and they – because looking for the puppies.
Right.
Because they were like, oh, she already had puppies. We need to find these puppies. And they were gone. No sign of them.
Oh.
No. Yeah. So then she lived in this kennel, like a shelter for the pound for 6 days. And then the woman, Annie Hart from Rescue from the Heart, took her out and rescued her and brought her here. And then she needed a lot of medical treatment. So
imagine.
My point is she's probably six. They mm-hmm. thought she was one mm-hmm. when they got her mm-hmm. and not in that way that people try to shave down the age to make her more. They really thought she was one. I saw the vet papers that said she looks like she's between one and two.
Right.
Same vet though was like, now that we're seeing, they did an X-ray and they're like, she's probably more like four or five. And
really?
Now we've had her for 3 years, so she's – but
yeah.
Anyway, my point is she's not that old. She's like six.
Right.
But she has a lot of white hair. She's white, so she looks like she's a little gray, but people will always be – they'll do this. Oh, my gosh. How old is she?
God.
How old is your dog? Dude, what if I asked you that? What if I was like, whoa, how old are you?
Know, right.
Oh, my God. You're
Turn
in your 40s? You have so many wrinkles, though. Do people think you're older a lot? Just because she's an animal doesn't mean you can just...
I know.
Anyway, Natalia, be nicer to your dog.
What a biatch, right?
For crying out loud.
Right?
That's your dog.
She's like, this looks nothing... How dare she say it looks nothing like Phil? It's adorable, and Phil's adorable. And she's like, yeah, I know. That dog's adorable. Phil's not.
Oh, my God. These teens, they just like to argue.
Right?
Get us some teen counseling.
Where was I? What was I saying?
You were saying... I'll tell you exactly Bella what you were saying. Sorry, I hijacked. You were saying that it's hard to ask for people to help you.
Yes. So
because
I didn't want
that
anybody
lady,
to go with me.
Yeah.
Right. So people are like,
No, you were talking about how you didn't, you have a trouble even asking for Sunny to get a ride.
Right.
In the morning.
In the morning. Right. And I did. And he went. And they won the championship.
Where was Adam?
I wasn't there. Adam wasn't there. Adam was doing nothing. I don't know, floating around.
So you couldn't get Adam to take him?
Not at 6:30 a.m. on a Sunday. No.
But he wants him to play sports.
I don't think he cares, to be honest.
Really?
I don't think Adam really cares about... He just wants them to be happy, I guess. But I think he's
Well, sports makes Sunny happy.
Yes, it does. Of course. Oh, my God. I told Sonny, Sonny, you don't have to go to the early game. You can go in the afternoon with Jensen. Why don't you just go with Jensen's team? No, the other team's going to be – I want to be with both teams always. He wants to be with both of the teams. And
he's
I go, with
so,
the other team –
He's so responsible.
I know. When it comes to that, he is. I wish he was like that with the schoolwork. But, no, I know. Yes. And they're gearing up for their Vegas competition.
Vegas. I might have to go with you.
That's going to be fun, though. I'm starting to enjoy. This will be our third year, just me and Sonny. As long as it's just me and Sonny, not Adam and his Mariah Carey shit,
I know.
I'll be fine.
Yeah. And Natalia going like,
Right.
What's our evening going to be like?
Yes, exactly.
Is there going to be a pool? Who's playing? Who's in town? Who's at Caesars? You're like, we have to be at Sonny's game. You mean you have to be at Sonny's game?
Not me.
I'm a free agent. Give me your Uber app.
All right.
Okay, you're on your own with 10 girls.
I just decided, all right, I'm just going to go. So wait, but how am I going to get them all there?
Yeah.
So, okay. So I was talking to Patrick, And he's like, my wife's got this, like, or, you know, his wife got the hookup for these limo companies. Uh-huh. And I was like, all right, find out. First, Dylan comes back with, we got a party bus. And I go, like one of those kinds that with like a stripper pole? No. Slow your roll.
I know what you're talking about, though.
That's, I think, is dangerous. I don't even like those stretch limos. I think they're dangerous. I don't know. Maybe I watched the Today Show too much, but it seems like there's always some accident in New Jersey where a couple got in and, like, you know, drove it to their death. Yeah, no.
What's his name? Almost died.
Yeah, Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
I don't like those stretch limos.
Yeah, he's still not back to normal.
I know. Jay Moore's my uncle. So anyway, Natalia's like, oh, yeah, limo. And so Patrick's like, no, these ones are fine. Those ones that are like, you know, SUVs, those ones are crazy. He goes, but these, you know, they're extra big or whatever. He goes, how many girls? And I'm like, well, I'm hoping that a couple of them are not going to make it. Turned out one actually, the one with the boot, I didn't think was going to come, but she came. So I had 10. I thought it was going to be 9 girls, but it came out to be 10 13-year-old girls.
That's too many. That's one too many.
I know somebody on Facebook. One of the writers on Facebook said that. She goes, "That's one too." That's nine. What did I say? 10, 9 too many. She said.
I feel like 8 is a good round number.
Yes.
You know, they can split up in two groups of 4 to be talking. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, and also, it's 10 girls. Are they all? And they're all 13. Are they all going to be wanting to do what Natalia wants to do? So she's like, I want to go to the Santa Monica Pier and like eat dinner and, you know, and then spend the night, whatever. I go, we're not spending the night. Even if I don't get a limo, we're not spending the night. I have to be at work at Monday morning. I'm not spending the night. Even if I don't have to be at work, we're not spending the night.
Oh, they're out of school. I forgot about that.
Yeah, they're out of school. So we're not spending the night. So get that out of your brain. Cabana. Even though it would be good for me, let me think about it. So then I tell her, okay, so 10 girls, we'll get the limo, we'll go later in the day, we'll go to the pier, we'll have dinner, blah, blah, blah. So then I'm thinking.
So no swimming. We're not going to the beach for the day.
I didn't know. So I go, okay, I got the limo and we're going to go at like 2:00. You guys are going to go to the pier. And she's like, she goes, no, I want to go to the beach. I was like, the beach? She goes, yeah, the beach.
Now, that's a whole kashaw. What limo company wants sand in their limo, for one?
Right?
But you're going to have to pay extra cleaning fees. But for two, that's a lot of stuff you have to schlep around there.
I know.
I'm thinking as a parent. That's a lot of bags of stuff. You got to find some grimy bathroom. They got to change to go to the pier.
Yes.
I'm out already.
I was out. I know.
If this was Shark Tank, I'd have.
I know. Yeah, I pass.
I'm
hard
out.
Hard pass. Go back to the drawing board, girl.
I like your idea, girls. I really like your planning. I think you got a lot going on. But for me, I don't like to get dirty. Yeah. It's a pass.
I don't like the beach. So I said, you want to go in the water? And she goes, yes, we want to go swimming. You know, Jasmine's never been swimming before. Like,
what?
I've never been to the beach.
What? Are you the Make-A-Wish Foundation now?
No. She's just one Indian friend. She kind of cracks me. Actually,
how?
She is the funniest.
She lives in California.
She's never been to the beach.
And it's now your responsibility on Natalia's birthday to provide her with her very first beach experience.
She's the one that never had a sleepover. Do you remember the sleepover thing and that the mom – remember that story?
Yeah.
She's the same kid. So now it's her second sleepover is going to be at our house. And then she wants to go to she's never been in the water. She's been to the beach, but like from afar, I guess.
So did they sleep over the night before?
No, they did not sleep over. They came over at 1:00. The limo showed up at 1:30 or something. And then so she wants to go to the beach. And I'm going like, first of all, it doesn't get, and then she wants to, you know, be on the pier at night and blah, blah, blah. And I was like,
I know I've been sober 10 years, but I almost need a beer for the rest of this story.
That's exactly what I had. I exactly did that. I sat down and got a beer and nursed it for 4 hours while they were at the beach. And I was like, I mean, I could see them because there's a hotel, Viceroy, whatever, across the street from, and it's right.
Oh, okay. I know where you are.
So I was right there and they have cabanas and I'm going.
Nice. Now, how'd you find that? Did you Google cabanas at the beach?
Yes. Because then I was like, this is turning into and then I'm like, oh, my God, this is now I'm going to pay for a cabana at limo. So I got a good deal on the limo. Then I was like, all right, for me and my own sanity.
And the limo was going to stay with you guys all day?
Come back.
Okay.
Because really, we don't need to drive anywhere. It was just go to the beach, walk back, go to the pier. It was walk. Everything is walking distance.
Right, but you'd need somewhere to keep your stuff, no?
In my car, because I'm driving.
Oh.
I ain't going in the limo with them.
Oh.
Hell no.
Okay, okay.
Ain't no mom getting a limo with 10 gaggling, yelling, giggling girls.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm perfectly fine sitting in my car in peace and quiet listening to the new episode of Sword and Scale that just came out that morning. Thank you, Mike Boudet.
That Matt Fondelier wrote.
He did it?
The newest episode?
Yes.
About the serial killer?
Yes.
Don't worry, we're not going to get into it, but we'll talk about that episode on Friday.
Okay.
But Matt, our buddy Matt Fondelier wrote that episode.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was a really good episode.
Okay. We'll talk about that on Friday.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Mike Boudet. Saved my life. I said, all right, so I got the cabana that's at the Viceroy, everything, you know. Everything sounds beautiful until you're, there. Like, the beach is kind of – unless you're, in Malibu or, like Shutters on the beach.
Right.
It's kind of grimy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying anything about the hotel. The hotel's fine, but it wasn't, the pool was, teeny tiny. And the bungalow, the cabana that I got, it was, teeny tiny. And they all, crowded. So we said, all right, you guys go do your swimming. So I had to go to the beach, sit on the beach for an hour and a half while they swam. But then half of the girls came back and I was like, I heard there was a cabana and a pool. And I was like, well, we don't get it until 3 o'clock. So it's across the street and we got about another 25 minutes. Can we? And they all started trickling back. Can we go to the pool now? All right. I knew this was going to happen. Thank God I got that because otherwise we would have been sitting there with the dinner reservations at 6. So now it's 3 o'clock, and now, we got another 3 hours. What are we going to do now?
What about the pier?
That's what I said. I said,
why don't
you
guys go to the pier and ride the rides?
Well, first of all, it's really cold. Once you're in the water, you're freezing, and you're all wet.
Oh, right.
So now it's when you're that age, you're just thinking, everything's fine. Just drive me. We'll go to there. We'll go here. Everything. No, you know, they don't. So I was like, okay, well, we'll go back to the pool.
Nobody
and, dry off or
13 things
relax.
About parking.
No, they don't. No, they don't. The poor limo lady that was a lady limo driver, and she was like, I don't know if I can make that turn. And I go, I got you covered. I know you're on your way. I got here first. I told the valet he's gonna guide you in. You're exactly right, because those girls ain't thinking. I got 2 steps ahead throughout the whole day. I was ahead of them. So, but I love the girls that are just like, can we relax? So then I go. So then we go back. So then everybody comes back and we go to the cabana. They change. Then they're sitting at the thing and I'm sitting by myself, off in the restaurant. Nobody's around. It's cricket. It's sitting there just on my Facebook. And of course, the internet is first of all, when you're on the beach, no internet. There's no Wi-Fi. You're just, luckily I downloaded the podcast. Sometimes you can't, you know?
Right.
Luckily, I did it in the car on the way and then I was able to listen to it sitting on the beach. But, so anyway, we went back and the girls were just like, now it's another 2.5 hours of sitting by the pool and I'm sitting in the restaurant by myself. And
And they can't really eat that much because
we're
going to go to dinner.
Oh, and
they're all like, let's order fries.
That's
and
exactly
you're going,
right.
I don't think you should be ordering fries if you're going to have dinner.
As soon as we get out of the beach, of course they're starving. I'm starving. The beach makes you hungry.
Right.
And I'm thinking, dinner's in 2 hours. Don't eat. Now I got to buy lunch for everybody.
Right.
That's exactly. I all wanted the chicken fingers and the fries. And I was like, oh, what am I doing? Oh, my God. What did I get myself into? Adam is just cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Maybe you should have canceled the dinner reservation. Eaten at the pool, then gone to the pier for rides.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. You know what they say. Hindsight's 20/20. Go on.
Yeah,
I know. I'm sure you did the right thing.
Well, I was looking. That was the one thing I was looking forward to was the dinner because I just wanted to sit down and
Where'd
eat.
Where'd you guys eat?
At the restaurant at the hotel right there in the same place. There was a restaurant.
Okay,
with
got
a cabana
it.
Outside or whatever.
Yeah.
So we just sat out there and they ate pretty much the same thing they ate 3 hours earlier, which was fries and chicken fingers. The menu was duck frittit or something like that. And it was first of all, there's 2 vegetarians sitting at the table. I don't know. Nobody's going to get the duck. Can they have the kids menu? Luckily, that dinner was light.
Okay. So they made it so you didn't order food when you were sitting at the pool.
We did. They ate, and then we ate again and 2.5 hours later. But they went back to the beach for a little bit across the street, so they worked up an appetite. And I was telling the girls, I was like, I didn't want to go to the pier. I was like, after dinner, can we just go home?
Yeah, good idea.
I was like, hey, you guys, does everybody? Is it Italian? Half of the other ones were changing.
Because
like,
the pier's not that close,
it
right?
It is. It's like
– from the Viceroy?
Yeah, it's like a half of my. I mean, it's right there. It's like right. It's
oh, okay.
It's a walk. It's a little bit of a walk, but not that you wouldn't get in a car and drive. It's right there.
Okay.
So I said, you girls don't really want to go to the pier. Let's just eat dinner and, you know, go back home and have popcorn. Watch
yeah,
a movie.
It's cooling down, isn't it?
Yeah, it's getting cold. Yeah. They're all like chilly. It's very windy.
Yeah. You guys don't have a sweater.
I know. Let's go. We've had enough fun, really, yeah. Right? So then they're like, some of them were like, yeah, no, I like to go to the – there was a couple that was like – one of them doesn't – the mama one that I was telling you about, she doesn't like the beach. I go, hey, I'll call her – I don't know. I don't want to call anybody by name.
Velma.
I go, are you happy to be at the beach? She goes, no. Oh, no, she was being facetious. She's like, oh, yeah, I love it. And I go, are you being facetious? She goes, yes, I am. She's like walking in the sand. There's sand everywhere. And she's like the only one that's like
Sadie
sitting,
doesn't like
waiting.
The beach either.
Yes. Neither does like Sunny. No.
They don't really enjoy big waves. It's kind of overwhelming. They don't like the sand.
Right.
They think it's dirty. I'm like, you guys are my people.
I know. Right? Me and Velma.
No, I do like the beach. I like the beach a lot, but I don't like sand. So I understand.
I hate the sand.
I like
and the
smell of the beach.
Yeah.
I like the feel of the beach.
I'll tell you.
If they could remove the sand.
Yes. There is something about laying on the beach and feeling that wind and that ocean. It feels like it is a little bit of a stress relief.
What they need to do is heat it up a little bit, the water.
Right.
So that
would be
great. Could always be able to be swimming in
it. Yeah, so you need to go to Bali is what you're saying. Next time I'm going to take a limo to Hawaii.
Okay, so
let me just
so
say
they're
this.
Like, yes, we actually want to go.
I woke up the morning. So let's not forget, this is Sunday. Saturday morning I woke up and had to drive at – I woke up at 5:45, had to get Sunny on the court by 7:30, an hour away from where we live, Saturday, and was there all day, basketball. So I was at basketball on Saturday all day.
Oh,
and when I woke up, I had that, if anybody ever had this, that like a pinched nerve in your neck. Like you can't turn your – I couldn't – when I was driving, I couldn't turn and look over my right shoulder when I'm driving.
Because oh, I hate
I could not
that.
Turn. I had a pinch in my neck for the whole 2 days.
Oh, no.
It's all gone now, I realize. Like I woke up this
morning.
Yeah,
because your weekend's over.
Yeah. Yes. It is. Thank God. Yeah. So anyway, we ate the dinner. Then we went to the pier. And now I'm like, now it's like I'm sitting at the pier waiting for them. And by the way, who thinks it's a great idea to get their karaoke machine and go sit at the pier? There's one after another after they're all just sitting there singing. Everybody's just singing with a jar out, waiting for people to tip them. Like the guy sitting there singing like, I don't know, Sweet Child of Mine. And he's like, it's 10 o'clock on a Sunday night. You're singing at the beach. Now it's starting to thin out. It's getting sad. Like, what
right.
are you doing, dude?
Right.
Go home. I know you got an apartment around here somewhere. I could smell the patchouli coming off. Like, just go home. What are you doing? I haven't been to the pier in a long time, but everybody is singing. Everybody's got a guitar.
It's all really gotten commercialized. Venice Beach is the same way.
Yes.
I haven't been to Venice Beach in a long time, but I used to go all the
Me
time
too.
In the 80s,
yes.
like the late 80s, early
fun.
90s. It was super fun. It wasn't, but now it's 100%
totally
commercial.
I know. It sucks.
Yeah.
Ugh. And there's a
and
lot
just
of people
trying to make money.
Yes,
like every 2 feet is like
street
somebody.
Performer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Little Mobile Muffin got out there, though. She was doing she did like a cartwheel and then a roundabout and then a backflip. She does, I was shocked. I was going to tip her. Like, I was like, whoa, girl, that's pretty good.
Wow.
And then I went and I was about to do the robot and Natalia's like, stop it. Don't stop it. I go, no, but your friend Annie likes it. I can tell. She's always smiling when she looks at me. I go, no, Annie doesn't like it either. I go, but Olivia does.
Livy.
I love that Olivia. She's so sweet. She's so funny. So
you do go to the pier.
Yes.
There's karaoke people.
I'm sitting in the freezing cold
Did they go on rides?
Oh, did they go on rides? Did they go? Of course they did. I had to pay. But I was like, I'm not getting the pass. So which rides? Pick
two rides.
The pass
is like $30 a person.
It is. And I was like, no,
so that's $300.
I know. So I was like, we're not. First of all, it's 7. It was like 8 o'clock. I was like, you guys, we're hitting like two rides and we're leaving. All right. Well, then they get off the two rides and they're like, but we didn't do the – we want to do the Ferris wheel. That's the best. Like, that's the most Instagram –
like, well, you should have thought of that.
Yeah, I know.
That's the most Instagram worthy. What has happened to our society?
I know. The limo driver's like, she's like, I know you want to get out of here. I go, yeah, I do.
The Ferris wheel was made for Snapchat, Mom. Don't you understand?
I know. Right? They have the whole the filter that says Venice or no, Santa Monica Pier on the Snapchat. It's just I was freezing and I'm just sitting there going, oh, my God, it's Sunday night. HBO Big Little Lies is premiering tonight. Everybody's in their beds watching HBO like on a Sunday night. Like everybody should be on a Sunday night, not at the Santa Monica Pier listening to some guy try to do a karaoke song like, you know, what's the other one? There was another one. Dun, 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 dun. I'll think of it in a second. It just was so sad.
Let's do an ad.
Yeah.
And then you can take us home.
Then
you can bring us home from up here. Are we talking about?
Let's talk about clutter.
Yeah. Heck yeah. So, you know, sometimes if you're moving to a new place or having a baby like Kaylin, we got to catch up on Kaylin's baby shower.
Yes, I missed out on that.
Or just maybe you're just Marie Kondoing your life. You know, you're probably looking to free up some space.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking. Self-storage is always an option, but it's not that convenient. Well, what if there is a way to store your valuables without breaking your back or your bank account? Clutter.
Clutter.
Clutter. When it comes to making life easier, Clutter is the undefeated champ. It's a full-service, on-demand storage experience. There's no guesswork. There's no wasted space. You just schedule a pickup, and Clutter comes to pack and move your belongings to store in their secure facility. That sounds like something I could use.
I just thought of something. Go ahead.
If you want to try this thing. It's you get $50 off your first month when you sign up at clutter.com/FCOL. I'm going to do it. What are you laughing at?
I don't know. It's just funny. I don't know. I don't know.
No, because normally if you want to use a service like this, you have to do everything yourself,
right.
Like all piecemeal.
Right.
Like you have to pack it all up and get it ready.
Right.
And then do like a bulk pickup and then take it to a storage facility.
Yeah, I know.
They do everything for you.
Love
full
that.
Service, baby.
I'm signing up.
Light and sweet, baby. Light and sweet.
Light and sweet.
Clutter. We're talking about clutter.com. Go to clutter.com/FCOL.
I am doing that.
And now
you get $50 off your first month when you sign up.
And now I'm going to tell you about something very cool. If you've been listening for the past couple of weeks, you've probably heard me talk about Dole's smoothie blends. But they also have these amazing frozen Dole acai bowls, too. With the weather starting to warm up, there's nothing that cools me down quite like a delicious acai bowl. It's light and refreshing, and if you've ever had one, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. These smoothie bowls are great for a delicious breakfast or anytime as a snack, and they're so convenient. With Dole acai bowls, there's no washing or prep work, no blender to clean. All you have to do is let it thaw or put it in the microwave for 30 seconds, grab a spoon, and enjoy. Instead of going to a smoothie bowl shop every morning, it's so much more convenient to just pull one out of the freezer rather than having to go out and wait in line. And Dole acai bowls are a fraction of the price and just as delicious. They come in three great flavors, original, protein, and tropical. And the best part is each one is 230 calories or fewer.
Wow.
So if you're looking for something tasty first thing in the morning or to sneak in a quick snack break, try Dole acai bowls. Find them in your frozen aisle.
I'm going to get that for Sonny. That's perfect
for
him to eat right before he leaves.
Something Adam approved.
6:30 in the morning. Yes, totally.
Yeah. Okay. So they go on the rides.
They beg
you for one more. You got to give them the Ferris wheel experience because, like my kids, one thing could turn the whole day, all your hard work. Well, we never got to go on the Ferris wheel.
I know.
So my birthday sucked.
The
Thanks,
whole thing,
Mom.
The whole thing.
Thanks for ruining my birthday.
At dinner, she's like, Can we wrap it up and get the check? Because I want to get to the pier. I don't want you going like, oh, we got to go because the limo lid's waiting and blah, 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 blah.
Which you're about to do.
Yeah, you're a mind reader. Wow. You know me very well. How'd you know? It's like you should get paid to do that, Natalia. Go to the pier and like put a chip jar. Mind read. My daughter is a mind reader. Done and done. Let's go. Check, please.
Yeah.
Let's hit it. And the limo driver was, she was like, because she's got to go, like, where do I park? So she's got to go somewhere. And so I'm with them at the pier, but I got to go back and get my car. So I'm like, all right, Natalia, go on this ride. I'm going to go back and get the car. No, wait. Wait for us. And I was like, she wants me to be around. She doesn't want me being. They ate dinner. I sat at a table to their left by myself. I couldn't sit at the table. Well, first of all, the reservation was only going to be 10 of us, but there's including me.
Right.
So anyway, the boot girl showed up. Right. So I was like, okay, well, that's fine. No, fine. I'll sit right here. Anyway, she always just wants me to, like, I don't know. She worries, like, if something happens and I'm not around. So anyway, I go, Natalia, look, there's the place across the street. It's right there. I'm going to go. You're not going to even know I'm gone. I'm going to go get the car, and then I'm going to find the lady, and I'm going to come, and we're going to meet you right where we walked in, right here, right there. Okay. And then, of course, like, I got to find the lady, and she can't make the turn, and she's got to go around. And now I'm, like, sitting outside of some apartment building, and a dude comes up to my window. He's like, Uber Eats? And I go, no.
And he's like, oh, you want to buy some pot?
I know.
You're like, not that either. Oh, okay.
The whole place smells like patchouli, by the way. Like, everything smells like marijuana and patchouli. So I'm sitting there, and I'm blocking the driveway and waiting, like, come on. Then Natalia calls me, and she goes, Samantha, she got, like, sick on the ride, so we're in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And she goes, I know how she feels. Like, she ate, like, her stomach. I don't want to rush her. And I was like, well, rush her. I was so patient all day. I was the hell in paradise in me did not come out yet. It was starting. I go, well,
you didn't grab anyone by the hair?
Not yet. I was like, Natalia, we're approaching 10 o'clock. I go, the lady, she can only park one spot for only so long before she gets shooed away. You need to, like, move it. Let's go.
By the way, Santa Monica Pier is not somewhere you want to be after 10.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It was starting to get sad. They were starting to thin out.
You know, there's like gang activity too.
Oh, yes.
Down there.
I heard somebody say, as they were scootering right by me, go, ain't no gang banging around here. He said something about gang banging, and he kept going. I was like, gang banging? What?
Yeah. Venice and Santa Monica Pier.
Yeah, not good. Not a good scene.
Which is so weird because, like, the neighborhood of Santa Monica is, like, crazy expensive.
Danny Two Sheets lives out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to live on San Vicente between Ocean and Fourth.
Lived in the same apartment building as Adam because he lived with his stripper girlfriend out there.
Oh, really?
For like 6 months, yeah.
Yeah. So I lived with a guy out there. But yeah, I mean, that area is super pricey.
I hate it.
The houses are like, you can't get a house for less than like $2 million.
And it's so crowded.
It's so crowded. You have to walk everywhere. It's like New York.
There's nowhere to park. It is like New York. There's nowhere. What do you do with your
car? You can't drive.
Have your car just disappear when you get there. Like, you don't know what to do.
I used to live also, because I lived in Santa Monica for many years, but I lived on what is like 13th Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's Euclid.
Right.
But it's like, it's right up from 12th Street. Anyway, John and I lived there for a long time. And, oh, my God, we walked even though it was like – it was, you know, a mile to the beach.
Right.
But you did not ever get in the car to go anywhere.
No.
You're never going to park.
No. And you're going to get a ticket no mm-hmm. matter where you turn.
Yeah.
That's why I was sitting in front of an apartment building, like, just with my hazards on, waiting for her to take her sweet time, the limo, and then waiting for Samantha to get off the toilet.
Oh, no.
That's the name of the episode, waiting for Samantha to get off the toilet. You're welcome. And I'm like, come on. She's like, I can't rush her. And I was just like, well, just rush her, please. Just get her off. Tell her she can go to the bathroom when we get home. It's only a 50-minute drive.
Right. Exactly.
So anyway.
All freeway.
Finally, the limo driver, I was like, can I just pay you now? I'm going to go home. So can we just square up now? And by the way, can you drop two of these kids off? They live really close to each other, right by us. Yeah, sure. No problem. She's like, you want to get out of here, don't you? I go, yeah. How do you know? How can you tell? She's like, you've been wanting to leave since you got here, since I left you this morning.
You're like, oh, another mind reader.
You know, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. And then we left, and then they came home, and then it thinned out. There was probably, I think, like 8 of them spent the night.
They did spend the night.
They did spend
you
the night.
You said there was no spending the night.
At the beach. No, getting a hotel. That's what she wanted to do.
I got it.
No, spending the night down there.
Two of them did not spend the night.
Three of them didn't. Boot girl left, and then there's two of them are sisters. They're twins.
Okay.
So then they went home, too, and that was that. And then they came home, and I go, it's all yours. Adam was there, and he's like, hey, ladies, in his bathroom. I go, they're your kid. She's your kid, too. Take charge. They're going to bed. I go, Natalia's self-sufficient anyway. She made, like, the whole living room into, like, a big camping, like, you know, a camp, like a fortnight, right, basically.
Uh-huh.
And so, and then, of course, I'm going to bed. I go, good night. They're putting their bathing suits on. I go, what are you doing? She goes, we're going night swimming. What? I go, no, you're not. And then she goes, da, da, da. Dad said we could. I go, oh, okay, bye. Have fun. Good luck with that. Night. Night, Adam. Have fun. I went to bed. I tried to watch Game of Thrones. I'm starting season seven.
Starting season seven?
Yes. And I realized season seven's only like 6 episodes.
Oh, my God. I just thought of like 2 more.
And then season 8 is like 4 episodes?
Oh. The last season is 6 episodes. I think 7 is maybe 8 episodes.
Yeah, because each of them were like 10 episodes.
Yeah, they were 10 before that.
And it's less, and I don't like that.
None of us did.
Oh, why?
But you have more episodes to go. You're good.
No, I got to slow down now. So I realized that last night. I was like, God, this day cannot get any worse.
Yeah, I binged on something over the weekend myself.
Well,
and watched an entire series, 3 seasons.
Really?
Crashing. Have you ever seen
Adam
that?
Adam loves that show.
Oh, my God. I watched it. I couldn't stop. It was like candy.
He likes that show.
I loved every episode. I was obsessed. I was like, how did I not know?
I'd heard
of the show.
Yeah.
But you know what it's very much like? Love.
That
other Judd. They're both Judd Apatow shows.
Yeah.
Who I slept with. But let's not talk about that. Let's not bring that up. I thought that reminds me of somebody, of something I wanted to tell you.
Ooh. Oh, look who's calling on my phone. All right. Hey, guys, you know, Father's Day is coming up, by the way. So why don't you guys get yourself or the man in your life or the woman in anybody in your life that likes to, you know, power wash things outside. This thing is amazing. It was on Shark Tank. It's a great tool to have around the house. Everybody should have one if you have stuff outdoors that you need to keep clean. Toys, patio furniture, your car, motorcycles, whatever it is, requires no batteries. It's completely water powered and no electricity either. You just hook it up to the garden hose. The water pressure makes the brush spin and scrub with an incredible amount of power, and it's an awesome gift, and it's something everybody should have. So for Father's Day or not Father's Day, our listeners, you guys will get 15% off everything at their website, at Brush Hero's website. Don't forget, if you go to brushhero.com/pages/loud, okay, it's brushhero.com/pages/loud, use the code loud at checkout or pick one up at Costco.
Yeah. Oh, so, but you reminded me of something that I wanted to say, which
yes.
is that when Adam, okay, the night swimming thing. Okay. So it's just kind of funny, the husband's thing. So like, I don't like it, and I'm just admitting it's wrong of me, but when I'll let the kids do stuff sometimes,
right.
and then John's kind of annoyed about it, like, why are they up so late or whatever,
yeah.
right? When I do it, it's okay.
Right.
I don't like it. Like, when he does it, I'm like, why are you letting the kids stay up so late?
No.
Like, well, how come they're not in bed? And then I get very defensive about it in my mind because I'm like, you're not the one who has to get them up. Like, I got to hit the ground running.
Right.
These kids don't want to get out of bed. But then last night, John went out with a friend, which was like, hallelujah, you know, all I ever want is for him to like have a friend or something to do that doesn't involve me. I mean, I say I want that, which I did. I was so happy.
Okay.
He met up with one of his college or, you know, buddies that was in town.
Yeah.
They went to, they were near you. You guys
really?
Kind of hooked up. Yeah. They went to the Real Inn.
Oh.
In Santa Monica.
Okay. I don't know where anything
in
is.
In Malibu.
Okay.
They were in Malibu.
Okay.
Anyway, they went to dinner. And I'm like, so nice. I'm going to take, we're going out for dinner.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
I don't have to have John going like, he's not going to be like, oh, eating out again. But I just don't need the any of the judgment.
I know.
So
I hear you.
I don't feel like making dinner.
I hear you,
I don't
sister.
Even feel like, so I'm like, okay, daddy's out. I'm going to have to walk the dog. Anyway, let's go out for dinner. So we went to Fat Sal's, had some dinner. And then we come home. Fat Sal's. It's a chain.
So you like
eaten at a Fat Sal's, right, Kaylin?
Yeah, totally. That's Turtle from Entourage. He started that sandwich place with his buddies.
How fun.
Yeah, it's great food.
Okay. You're not going to fat shame them, though?
By the way, well, speaking of fat shaming.
It's okay to call Sal fat?
They wanted, right? I'm like, I don't like that title for a restaurant.
Just call Sal's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why you gotta put the F word in there?
Sal. Yeah. Go ahead.
So the kids will all want, you know, every time you go out to eat, why does it always have to be like a treat? Like, why do they always have to be like, can we get milkshakes?
Yeah, I know.
Like, what?
Do you?
We don't go out to dinner once a year.
I know.
It's not like when I was growing up and we weren't allowed to have appetite.
Right.
Not everything has to be like, oh my God, we never go out. Can we have the full experience?
Yes.
You ate dessert this afternoon anyway.
Exactly. Like, I agree.
You're not deprived of sweets.
I hear you. The same thing goes to me.
So they're like, can we have shakes? Can we have shakes? And I'm like, what? So I say to the guy, I go, how big is the shake? Because my kids always have like the large. It's always
so.
Yeah,
they got to get the big one. And then they know.
Why are small drinks these days?
I know.
I sound like Jerry Seinfeld. But why when you order a small drink, is it like as big as like a freaking large, a big gulp?
I know.
And you're like, that's the small?
Yeah, then they go, that's the size. That's the small.
Right. Like, can you just give them a water cup full of Sprite? They don't need to have that much soda or anything.
I hear
Nobody does.
I agree.
I don't even need that much Diet Coke. Like, if I want to have a Diet Coke, I'm going to have like four sips and be done with it.
I get the small cans. Yeah. You chain restaurants and all you places that sell these sodas that are huge. The tub of death is what it is. It's humongous.
Yeah,
it's never ending.
Not good for them. Anyway, so the guy shows me the shake size. And it doesn't look that big, right? Mm-hmm. But he goes, if you want, I can do a half. I'll take the shake and I'll pour it into two.
Oh, okay.
So, of course, I light up. I'm like, oh, that sounds like a good idea. And they all look at me, of course, like, really? Like a half a shake? Really? Like,
I know.
So I'm like, all right. Give them a shake. By the way, the shake is $6.50. Like Turtle's trying to rob me blind.
Oh my God. I just got robbed big time.
I'm like,
over
so
the
20 bucks for three milkshakes? Like, we could go to McDonald's after we leave here and get you a shake for a buck. But they want the Fat Sal's shake.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
what is called Fat Sal's?
It's like a dessert. It's not just a chocolate shake. It's the s'mores shake. It's like this and this artisanal ice cream with this kind of sauce and then marshmallow sauce. And
I know.
I'm like, you don't need all
that. I know.
But then it's like, I don't want to have a fight with them there. So I'm like, fine, get whatever. Give them each a shake.
The tub of death.
And then they get it and it looks, you know how this happens too. It didn't look that big when I looked at it, and a half a shake did feel a little like that would be like just giving them a little taste, like a sample
like a
size. But once they got it, I was like, that is a lot of milk. Then there's whipped cream on top of it, and the cup has the round lid, so it is even more. They cram even more in there, and I was like, you guys are not finishing those.
I know. It's
no,
too much.
You're going to leave. Yeah.
Did
so,
they finish it?
They finished it. Okay. So here's the what I was getting to, though, was I'm trying to, you know, whatever. I'm letting them, you know, the cat's away, the mice will play.
Yes.
So then they, Sadie is like, can we watch? Because we're in the middle of a new season of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh.
I forgot what season we're watching right now. I think we're watching season 8. And they're like, can we watch an episode of RuPaul when we get home? But same as you, I'm like, it's already like 9 o'clock.
Right.
And my kids have school today. They have a couple more days of school. And I'm like, no, 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 we're not watching TV. I go, we're not. No, it's late. We're going to bed when we get home. And they're like, oh, okay. And then we get home, and of course, like, and then I, but then I need to make them shower because they haven't had a shower in a month.
Right, right.
So, like, I'm like, I'm sorry, you guys. You got to shower. I can't. I'm the worst parent ever.
Me too.
Every aspect of this day has been bad parenting on my part. I'm like, you're having a shower. So they have a shower, right? And then I'm like, I feel like I need to reward them for showering because so, okay. my brain is warped. So I'm like, all right, fine. I don't want you guys to feel like you're punished.
Yeah,
like life is.
It's the same. You're like reading my mind.
Right? So I'm like, all right, we can start an episode of Drag Race. Meanwhile, I'm find my friends on my phone to see how far away John still is. Oh. I'm like, please let him still be at the restaurant. Uh-huh. He's still happily in a
right
to off Topanga. Uh-huh. So I'm like, he's gonna take him a while to get home.
I did the same thing.
We've
with
got
Adam
enough. We could get through this episode. So I'm like, all right, you guys, but I want you to be ready for bed because as soon as this episode ends, I want there to be no sign that you guys were up late. And in my mind,
and let's not mention the Sunday.
Right, in my defense, I'm like, well, I'm the one who has to get them up in the morning,
right?
So that'll be on me,
right?
But it's just funny because if John had done that, I would have been like, really? What? I would have been like, it's 10 o'clock at night. They have to get up in the morning. I would have been such a biatch about it.
I know. Think about that, but you're right. Like, you're right.
I might not have been a total biatch, but I would have been very irritated.
Yes.
And if he was like,
I gotcha.
Well, I'm just letting him stay up. In my mind, I'd be like, wow, easy for you to say. You're not the one who has to get him up in the morning.
Exactly.
But when it's me doing it, I'm like
it's all right.
Oh, I'll be the hero. I'll be the brush hero. Yeah. So they finished the episode. They didn't get to bed till like 10:45.
On a Sunday night? That's fine.
It was a Sunday night. Okay, they slept in. And they have two really – they culminate on Wednesday.
Yeah, when's their last day? I can't believe they're still in school.
So they have school like Monday and Tuesday. Elby graduates Tuesday night, and then they still want her in school Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh,
but this is funny. Her English teacher was like, I don't want you guys coming to school. She's like, I don't want to be here. I'm not coming up with stuff for you guys to do.
Bye-bye.
I don't want to see you guys. So Elby's like, okay, we're all going to take Wednesday off and maybe Thursday as well. And then they all want to come in Friday for their last like half day of school.
Right.
And say goodbye to all their friends.
Magic Mountain or anything like that?
They already did that. They had grad night.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah. And then I have another whole thing I want to tell you about.
Okay.
On Friday.
I feel like I took up the whole show.
No, my gosh. So Friday we're going to talk about Kaylin's baby shower that we both missed.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, why'd you miss it?
Because
I understand why.
I went to a thing that only happens once a month that has
your
to
period?
Do with I wish.
Sorry.
Humble brag.
Sorry.
I'll tell you on Friday.
All right. Okay.
Anyway.
Thank you to our sponsors. Check out teencounseling.com/FCOL. Check out clutter.com/FCOL. Dole Acai Bowls. Find it in your frozen aisles. Go to GenuCell.com or text MOMS to 77453, BrushHero.com/pages/loud, and Ancestry.com/FCOL.
Yeah. Patreon is so great. I was reading on our For Crying Out Loud Reel It In page. That's where we discuss everything, and you can post away and discuss your problems. I was reading that people are binging on all our past Patreon episodes.
I saw that. I got caught up on Facebook over the yesterday.
Yeah. A lot of times people will say like, hey, I wish you guys would talk about this. And I'm like, oh, we did. But it was on Patreon.
Private.
Go back and look.
Okay.
Like when we talked about Ellen, I think we did a whole episode about Ellen DeGeneres.
How great she is.
Yeah. Lots of juicy stories on there.
Yep.
Go to Patreon, patreon.com, and all you have to do is sign up for $5.
Yeah, it's just $5 a month.
Yeah.
And you get all that extra content.
Yep. And, also, first of all, I should have done this at the beginning of the show, but coming up I will, but I want to thank our premium sponsor, Eshawn Vajaypay.
Oh.
Yeah. Eshawn Vajaypay. He is he's paying us the big bucks
to
be our premium subscriber. Yeah. Thank you, Eshawn. We love you.
Thank you, Eshawn. That's great.
And then if you are a $50 a month subscriber, you get your business shouted out, like Lauren Goldberg. We have a new one.
Oh, what does Lauren do?
Lauren's a licensed clinical social worker, and she's in the Denver metro area. She does therapy, parent consultation, consultations in daycare and preschool. Basically, if your kiddo's having a hard time in their school program and you need somebody to help, reach out to her. Her website.
Really?
Yeah. Is securebasementalhealth.com.
Secure. Okay. Because Adam is taking Sunny to Denver this weekend.
Oh, cool. Also, Sid Wilder, she's the one who has the podcast Girl Instarupted, and it's on iTunes, and she's a
friend
of mine.
That's really good.
Yeah, Girl Instarupted. Look it up, and she talks about mental health, and she's a comedian. She's really funny. And then Ulysses doesn't know this.
Hi, Ulysses.
But we are promoting for him.
Yeah.
In Ulysses' name, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
That's great.
Yes, they are at the forefront of the fight to cure cancer. And they are the largest nonprofit dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers. And I looked them up, and they have an A on CharityWatch.com.
Nice.
They've invested nearly $1.3 billion in groundbreaking research. So go to lls.org.
My dad had leukemia.
He did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he didn't die from that.
Yeah, he got cured from it.
Yeah, it was a cure. It was manageable.
Yeah, maybe thanks to LLS.
Yeah.
Letty Molina is our girl at HempWorks who can get you bacon-flavored treats with CBD for your dogs.
Highly recommend it.
Yeah. The link is HempWorks, WORX.com, and you can /L Molina. And Kate Marengo, she's an interior decorator, designer. She has a design service called interiorchicago.com. Just look her up and like send her a message and say, hey, Kate, what's up? I have to.
She's going to kill me. She probably is dying every week when I go, I got it. She's like, yeah, waiting. But I do. I need to talk to her.
Yeah, I'll throw in one more. Tish Clevenger, Juice Plus. She wants to give you 30 fruits and veggies and grains in your diet. Go to clevenger.juiceplus.com.
And Christy B., just let you know, we are thinking about you. I got caught up on everything that's going on with Christy and her son on Facebook yesterday. And I just am just amazed at her strength. I really am. And I think about them all the time.
Yeah.
I can't
and
stop thinking
you're
about her.
Sending.
I am sending
her son
a bunch
of Nintendo
stuff.
Switch.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She said, and she got a video of him finding out. Oh, honey.
I didn't see the video
yet.
I'm
going to show it to you because she sent it to me to show it to you.
Oh, I wasn't going to make that public.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. I asked Sonny. I said, Sonny, I told him all. He goes, oh, my gosh. I go, what would you? And he goes, Nintendo Switch for sure. He goes, that got me through my time at the hospital. That and watching, I keep wanting to say Shakespeare. What's it called?
Tell you.
It's the video.
A really nice family has offered to buy you Nintendo Switch.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
What? We're so lucky.
Yeah.
I can't wait then, so we'll be able to play that soon.
So funny. Adam.
Get more active. That's what Sonny was like. Oh, I guess Sonny, just
honey.
Be thankful.
All right.
Day.
We love you, Christy. We love you, Jack. We're thinking about you all the time.
Definitely.
All right.
Jack
feel
a hug
better.
For us.
All right. Bye, you guys. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.